Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Here, right. Shooting the ball relative to his own career, he's just not a good shooter. And yet, yeah, he's 13 shots a night, and he gets you those empty calories, you know, 6 rebounds, which is decent, 1.3 assists.
Oh, my God.
In a ball movement offense. And again, here are his assist totals by year.
All right, dear, stop.
0.2, 0.6. He exploded for 1.2 in his third year in Washington, 0.7 in his final year in Washington, then 1.6, 1.5, 1.3. He's never averaged 2 assists a game over a season, Kyle. And as I throw to Kyle for the assist, this is my second assist in the show.
Too, yeah.
But, Dibs, you say all that. Have you considered his body?
I have body envy.
I got body envy.
6'8", lengthy.
Oh, dude, I love these songs.
Is he a minus on the offensive end?
Yes.
Yes. But is he sometimes a positive on the defensive end? Sometimes.
Oh, he's a plus-plus in
that Laker
looks.
Win at Staples, and he was D'ing LeBron up 94 feet.
The model
the eyes and the hair, unbelievable.
Oh, don't even well, get me started on the tattoos.
I have a wife.
First of all, last year, yeah. I need to get the numbers in front of me, but I'm willing to bet he led the league in missed dunks, first of all. When you say dunks on people, he leads the league in missed dunks, secondly, I don't remember the exact game. I think it was like Minnesota game 11, it was, where he threw his first pass of the season. I think it was game 11. That was nice to see.
Now, guys are fun.
Here's the other thing about Oubre. Just go. You know what? If it doesn't work out, just go model. He can go model.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, Goo?
The dance is almost over, guys, and those numbers Dibs just spouted off. Maybe the reason ain't nobody, hey, you want to dance? Maybe that's why, you know?
Yeah. 0 for 6, 0 for 5, 0 for 6. 1 for 4, 0 for 4, 1 for 5. That was his first 6 games from 3. And
it was ugly. Yeah,
that's 2 for 30, guys. That's 2 for. Then he went 4 for 6 at sack, followed by an 0 for 6, an 0 for 3, and a 1 for 6.
I'm trying to help you, Kelly.
Good boy. Give me the Dibley yikes on that one.
Totally.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey station. That's all sponsored by Fremont Bank. Full-service banking, no compromises. Kelly Oubre, still looking for work. Spadoni, on the other hand, is employed. What's up, Spadoni?
So we're talking about Kelly Oubre and potentially doing a signing trade with him. Another guy looking to do a signing trade, or the team looking to do that, is with Dennis Schroeder. Should the Warriors have any interest in him?
I was high on him before this Lakers stint. I wonder if LeBron got in his way and stunted his growth. He was better than what he looked like.
Well, he was dealing with COVID issues, and then he was rushed back into the middle of the playoffs and just didn't look right. So maybe that had something to do with that performance towards the end.
I mean, the way Schroeder plays. He plays defense, and he plays interested defense, you know, not just the occasional, like Kevin Durant, DPOY candidate for like half that year. And then he kind of realized, defense is a lot of work. I'm not that into it. Dennis Schroeder, to me, is a guy who plays defense. He's into it. Like Kent Bazemore, for all his offensive detractors and his inabilities, he played defense.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if
he's got to be, signing trade. That's
I just didn't,
about,
like,
though.
It felt like I'm kind of with Guru. This second half of the season, man, it just looked like
when like, they I remember, needed the most.
Like, I remember – Spadone, you can jump in here too because these are your teams. But, yeah, I thought Schroeder a couple years ago, I might have wanted him more than Reggie Jackson. But after this season, it's like he can't touch Reggie Jackson, at least the Reggie Jackson that was in the postseason. But I think Guru's right. Reggie Jackson's going to cost a little more money.
Well, yeah, and I think the Lakers like offered him like a 4-year, $90 million extension, and he turned it down. Yeah,
like, I know.
At the beginning of the season, he turned it down, and that doesn't
look very trending.
Good.
Yeah, Schroeder was trending last night on Twitter. Yeah, apparently it was an $84 million cut. 4 years, $84 million. The Lakers offered Schroeder before the season. He said, no. No, thank you. Do you feel sorry for him?
Yikes.
No, but the way it's going, we may be here soon. That may have been a bad decision.
No, I don't think there's any doubt. But you know who made a good decision declining about $80 million? John Collins. He got $125 million, Goo.
Massive.
Thank you.
So I guess that money is still potentially out there for Kelly Oubre Jr. and Dennis Schroeder could still. I guess all the big deals haven't gone away just yet, but it feels like when you get this late in any free agency period, you know, day three, day four, you start to think about bargain shopping.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. The Warriors, I mean, they got Curry, Thompson, Wiggins, Green, Kuminga, Moody, JTA, Looney, Otto Porter Jr., Bielitsa, Poole, Pascal. That's 14 guys. So, you know, there's not a lot more they can do. Yeah. And I didn't even throw Damian Lee in there. I'm not sure what's going on with Damian Lee, whether he'll be back or not. Dibs, here's the reason I like where the Warriors are at is because I'm not sure how good they are. I don't know. And the reason I don't know is because I don't, like, how good's Klay Thompson going to be? Where do you see the Warriors in the Western Conference right now in terms of the pecking order? Yeah, as you say, Klay, you know, and here's the thing. You've got to use your own judgments on, well, how good's Moody going to be? How do I think Klay's going to come back? But right now, where are you putting him?
I've got him ahead of the play-in tournament. So probably at the bottom of the sixth. Not to use a baseball analogy, but I got them in the bottom of the sixth right now. Mm. They're the sixth seed, and they're going to be right in there with the likes of Portland and, you know, the other teams that shake out of the top. Feels to me like, and you got to give Phoenix its due as defending Western Conference champs and put them in the mix. Utah and Denver, and then the Lakers and the Clippers, I think, are all teams that you could look at and say they're most likely going to be in the top six, in the offs, and not in the ins. And then you get to that next group where the Warriors are, and I think that's where they sit. Now, can they be a top four seed? Absolutely. Can they also be the eighth seed again and be on the outside looking in? That, to me, is a possibility as well. So I got them right in that 5-6-7 range.
Wow. I think that's a good place to start them. I think that's a good place to start him.
And I think, honestly, Stanley, best case, Klay comes back to 90%. Wiseman gets healthy and, you know, plays
watch
well.
Out,
and Poole, all the things go their way. You could see them being a top three, quite frankly. If, you know, if all the things line up in there, Kuminga is not as much of a project as we thought. Moses Moody is a real one. And your Otto Porter Jr. and your Bielitsas both gel. Yeah. All of a sudden, now you've got action.
I'm with you. I'm with that, Steiny. But, you know, that's a lot of ifs. And also, a name we haven't even mentioned, Steiny. What if you were to just have a beer with Pascal? What would you tell him?
Well, you'd probably have more than one with Pascal.
Okay.
17. Nah, I won't say. A little chubby. Yeah, a little chubby last year.
Yeah, but, you know, what's his role? It's got to be better than last year, right? He took a step back. But
if
Klay is 90 – then the Lakers and the Clippers, well, I don't know what they're going to be without Kawhi. My point is the Western Conference Finals and the return to glory, that's real. That's tangible. And that's why it's so exciting and so much is dependent on Klay and what version of himself he is, because it starts with him for me.
See, Goody, By April, though.
By the offs.
I'm confused. You just basically said they got a chance to win a title right now. But you want a big boy in here first.
Well, the big boy was for you still got action at a title if Klay needs another year. That's what excites me about going to get a Bradley Beal is Clay is just, I dare say it, is house money, whatever he is of himself. But now that you did make that move and you're relying on these rookies and your other rookie that you took it to, you know, it's all you have no Geico for if Clay is not right. And if something, there was a setback, I just don't see this team getting close to the Western Conference Finals. Now, they were 39-33. Technically the A seed, but they didn't make the playoffs. And then if we're talking about a repeat of that, 3 years removed from the last time we seen number 30 in the gang in the playoffs, that wouldn't have me fired up about 2023, 2024. I'd be depressed.
So let me get this straight. If Clay doesn't come back, you would rather have Beal and Curry than – Wiseman, Kuminga, Moody, and Wiggins and Curry.
Yes, no doubt.
Wow.
And I'm like the Lakers.
Wow.
When they got AD, I'll gut my roster, and there's so many other of those guys that you can get to fix with your greats. But when you got a little bit of, you know, a bunch of rookies running around and you're thinking, oh, if they do this or that, we saw what a rookie season can do to James Wiseman. I'm not out on him, but he didn't hit, Dibs, and it's scary. And now you're bringing two more guys to that. It's Bob ain't got enough hope. You know, that's a lot.
Yeah, but you don't need all of it to hit in order to do what you're trying to do. And if you ranked them in order – the Klay Thompson return to Klayness is the most important of all of them. And if, you know, if you can get to April and you've got 90% Klay, that is the first most important thing that's going to happen this upcoming year. Maybe number two is James Wiseman and his return and his development, because, you know, you're taking as givens. Maybe Steph won't be as good as last year, but you're expecting him to be darn close to it. Draymond's going to be Draymond. Wiggins is the most consistent player in the league, so you can go ahead and Looney's been very consistent at what he does. So I think when you look at the intangibles, to me it's Klay 1, it's Wiseman 2, and then after that you can debate, okay, Kuminga or Moody or Poole, which one becomes the next X factor as we rank the wild cards.
Nice. Yeah, I'm just out on Beal. I'm out on Beal, but he's a good player. He's a good player.
I want to know what that tweet meant, Steiny. I guess we'll find out later, huh? That had to mean that. I mean,
or we'll never
we
find
now.
Out.
People go to social media. Please pray for me. For what? Then they don't say it. It's like, I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for. I ain't
it's
being
nosy.
Oh, my bad.
You know what? We may have to revisit that one. That one came out of nowhere, and we certainly did not have enough time to address it. So that'll be coming up on the other side, along with the 40. Last 40 minutes of the show, always a rock'em sock'em affair. We got lock of the day coming up. We've got this or that back in action. Although, well, I won't say it. It's a good one. Everything's a good one. Everything's a good one. All right, this or that, the 40, lock of the day. And a lot of other good stuff on 95.7 The Game.
I'm a snob.
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, welcome to the 40. Rock'em Sock'em segment of radio. Last 40 minutes of the show leading up to Damon, Ratto, and Kolsky. Lock of the day coming up momentarily. But, you know, we got the Fitz Files. I heard the Fitz Files earlier, guys. We got USA, Australia, and hoops tonight. And then Slovenia against France, semifinal games. Goo, you like what Popovich has done? He's getting the most out of this team. I mean, boy. Oh.
I like what Kevin Durant is doing, but I didn't like Draymond's tweet, our friend of the program, saying that after his last performance, KD was the best player in the world. I'm like, if I'm Curry, you know, Dibs, I'm kind of feeling some type of way. And I know Curry wouldn't say, hey, Dre, what are you doing? And Dre was in the moment, but, you know.
Get off KD's of Twitter.
Playing. He's playing his ass off. How about that?
Yeah, I mean, Curry couldn't even make the team, so it's hard for Draymond to look beyond, you know, the
afraid
pride
of the competition.
Of
He didn't want to work out with these other guys.
I mean, it's not like he's been sequestered at home. You know, he just came back from Africa, for crying out loud.
So. Tanzania, right?
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So he lost a bag.
Yeah.
And he got one.
Yeah, he did. You know what? You can go ahead and lose my luggage if that's the bag I find.
Apparently, I had some sentimental stuff in that bag. If you don't know what we're talking about, Curry just got back from Africa, and they lost one of his pieces of luggage, apparently with some sentimental stuff in it, and he's trying to get it back. Marcus Thompson was interviewing him at the time, and you know, had a good lead with lost one bag, got another, worth $215 million. So good for Steph Curry. Good for Steph Curry. He's going to be around here for a while, which means Warriors basketball ain't going anywhere for the foreseeable future, which is always good news. All right, lock of the day time, gentlemen.
It's time for Guru's lock of the day.
Lock
the lady to move.
That is whack.
Big fat choke artist.
He's as cold as ice.
Nice job, Goo.
Nice job, Dibs. Yeah, Guru's Lock of the Day brought to you by BetQL. Looking for sports betting content? Of course you are. The BetQL Network is now available on all of your devices and at BetQLNetwork.com. This is wagertainment with content that keeps both casual and hardcore bettors engaged all day. Get sports betting tips from the biggest names in the industry. The BetQL Network is streaming now on Odyssey. Let's head down to the desert where Guru stood behind the new and improved Giants offense, picking them to go over 5.5 runs.
Kurt Casale drives one to deep left field. It is gone, and the Giants are on the board.
Yeah, our friend Dave Fleming on NBC Sports Bay Area with the call there. That Kurt Casale home run made it a 3-1 ball game, and that was the final. The Giants offense scuffles down at Chase Field. Goo, I can't imagine they're going to fall super flat like that too often. His mad bum, he pitched great. Tough loss there. You're one and one now in these picks.
I know I got one more, but I'll apologize to all the people that placed a bet because they reached out to me on Twitter. I didn't know, Dibs and Steiny, that Crawford and Posey wouldn't be in the lineup. So once I saw that, I didn't feel good about it. But I'm going to get back, and the pick is in. Listen, Max Scherzer is making his debut in L.A., and I think he's going to be filthy up against the Astros. So the play is the under. I'm taking under 9, minus 110, Astros and Dodgers. And Jake's going for the Houston Astros. So the play is under 9, Stros and Dodgers, and Scherzer's debut.
There you have it. There you have it, everybody. Make your decisions accordingly.
Man, best of luck.
I like
Goo.
That disclaimer. What? Like, there's a great chance you might lose. Wow, Stoney.
No. I meant,
never follow, added that before.
Follow his advice and act accordingly, whichever way that makes you go. Gausman against Zach Gallen tonight in Arizona. Kevin Gausman going for the Giants. They could use a nice performance from him. There's no doubt about it. And we'll see if they can win the series over the Arizona Diamondbacks. By the way, the one thing I wanted to ask you guys, you're going to be watching, I know Guru will be, but so is the Moody Kuminga debut tonight in the California Classic. TV on that? We got TV on that?
NBA TV. NBA
really?
TV's done it. Yep.
Thank
it was
you,
on
dude.
Last night, too. Yeah,
I know.
They had it on ESPN. Oh, okay.
I'll be honest with you. Once I found out those two guys weren't playing, took a little of the urgency out, but I'll be watching too.
Well, Warriors' uniforms are nice, too. The little, I like that, Dibs. The Summer League unis, different design. You know what I mean?
Just trying out the unis in the summer league, and if they catch, then maybe you'll see him as one of the 14 different uniforms that the Warriors will wear this year.
Exactly. Well, they actually. So did they wear the new uniforms that they unveiled yesterday?
Oh no way! No,
this is a summer league
for summer league. Yeah,
because Dibs, they did unveil a new uniform again.
Yeah, I thought that's what we were talking about. But this is a different uniform than the one that – yeah. Sometimes it's hard to keep track, quite frankly. Yeah. And my my barometer is always this. If I look at a game on TV – and I can't immediately recognize what team it is based on the uniform.
Yesterday.
Yeah, you're doing it wrong.
I agree. And that's happening too much lately. There's no doubt.
Thank you. You guys coming around. Yeah, what the hell's going on, man, when I turn on some of these games? Yeah, that drop is what I say. Milwaukee in blue. Come on. Miami in. Yeah, what's Miami doing with what they're wearing?
You like the Vice.
At least I know it's them.
You like the – well, the Vice. Oh, yeah. Let's go to Randy. Randy's out in San Rafael. Hey, Randy. What's going on?
How's it going?
Going well.
Yeah, I wanted to see if you guys could talk about, get your thoughts on bringing Marquise Chris back to the Warriors.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that. He was a player that seemed to contribute a couple years ago, but there's always that thing about contributing on a really bad team. And whether that's fool's gold or not. But he got hurt last year. They waived him. He's still out there as a free agent. I kind of thought he was okay, but I don't know. He wasn't in the league before the Warriors, you know, signed him. So, I don't know.
He was playing good, and he missed an opportunity.
What do you guys think?
I think he would be a great addition on this team. And I think he would take whatever they would offer him. But Dibs, when he broke his leg, it was – and the way last year went, there was a major gaping hole to where he could have been effective, and he had been. We talked about him jumping, catching the oops, playing a little D. I was excited, and for him just to lose it all, I hope we could, you know, see him get a second or third chance.
You hope so, but, you know, in this day and age and in this league, it's cruel the way – players can sometimes be felled and their careers can be ended premature to what their desires otherwise would be. That's why whenever we talk about the Warriors and, you know, what this year could be, it all has to get colored by Klay Thompson. And you just hope he's able to come back and play and be healthy. Forget how good can Klay be. An ACL and an Achilles, just to see him out there for the first time, whenever that happens, it's going to be emotional for Klay and for Warrior fans as well. And you're going to be holding your breath watching him play.
You know, I was thinking about this. How many players, I should say great players, because Clay's a great player.
Hall of Famer.
How many great players have missed two consecutive years? Or how many great players have missed consecutive years? Not a lot. I mean, the first guy, Grant Hill, comes to mind. And he might not have even done it. I think he had a couple where he played five and then
John
it was over.
John Wall?
Yeah, okay. That's a good one. But so it's kind of like – and a lot of people are saying, well, look at Durant. Look at how Durant's come back, so Klay will be fine. Durant's had more time to rehab that injury than Klay. Klay's like still –
And he didn't have the back-to-back. Klay had the back-to-back. Durant just had the one. Yeah.
Exactly. And like the other thing, we talk about Klay on offense all the time. What if he loses a little lateral quickness on the defensive end? And that's what he was. That's hard to measure. But boy, the Warriors counted on him to guard the point guards on the other
team.
He was
so good, man. Yeah. So lights out and D your best player up, man. Damn.
I mean, exactly. I got to put Dibs on the spot here before we get back to the Niners, because I want to ask you something non-quarterback related. Early in the show, Dibs, and I made a note of it, you actually said you've got some, quote, big events coming up, end quote. And I let it go, and Guru, of course, wasn't listening.
I didn't want to be nosy. Yeah, I love you bringing it up. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And, of course, I don't want to pry, but it invites – it's a little provocative, so please explain.
Well, just big events.
Please
in
explain.
That I'm looking to take on new and larger fitness goals. The largest of which will remain embargoed until further notice, where I won't reveal what the end game is, because I of course long ago, and it's been now 14 years, Goo, since I was an ultra marathoner. I ran a marathon Then I ran a 50K race, which is 31 miles. Then I ran a 50-mile race, which, of course, is 50 miles, at which point I kind of shut it down. I had some knee issues, but skip ahead 14 years and down about 30 pounds, I'm starting to move again and starting, you know, to do more of the walking, hiking than I am doing the old school running. So I'm trying to move in the direction of maybe taking on some bigger personal fitness goals and some odd challenges, much like running a 50-mile race was. It strikes people as kind of an odd thing to do.
Yeah. So it looks like Dib's got to try to run a marathon again, essentially. I don't want to cut, you know.
But, I thought it was going to be a hairpiece or something. No. I was like, no, Dib, but yeah, the marathon, you're
No, the hair is the hair.
When you said major, I said, what's going on?
Running all a marathon is not on the list. I've done it.
Okay.
I ran it under 4 hours. Check that box. Yeah, it's actually 3 hours, I think, 57. Damn. Napa Valley Marathon back in 07. It's something like that, Steiny. They have on New Year's Day in San Francisco, and I'm not sure if they're holding it this year or not, they have a 24-hour race. It's a 24-hour run at Chrissy Field. So I'm kind of eyeballing that one.
I actually was thinking, Goo, our guy's going to start, and I kind of think I think our guy's going to start lifting weights.
Yeah,
I think he might start lifting
weights.
Looking
good now with the Tiger collar shirt.
Or maybe forgive me. He's already started.
Yeah. Let me get Spadoni's guns, and I could just shut it down.
Oh, nice.
Wasting pythons.
Look at those.
Jeez,
yeah. Look at
what a waste.
Watch out, Floyd.
Oh, by the way, I was on Twitter the other day.
You've been on there. You've been active, Steiny. Yeah.
And,
the new Kyle.
Something I tweeted something. I can't remember if it was a retweet. And I wonder who's retweeting this. And it was a woman with a last name of Spadoni. And I'm checking it out.
I have a wife.
It's clearly Joe's wife because the first mention in her Twitter bio is wife of Joe. So congrats. And then mother to Benjamin was right up there. But there you go. All right.
Speaking of long-term goals, Steiny, how's the blog/book coming?
Yeah,
that is great, Kyle.
It's done.
You finished
it?
I'm pretty much done, yeah. No, I'm done posting. I'm just done. Book's done.
So you didn't do
it. That book sucks.
Well, I did. I did
the worst book I've ever read.
I did it for 4 days. I knew this was going to happen. That's why I don't promise anything.
Oh, boy.
Nobody's interested. You know, the other thing is, I honestly, God, I've said this a million times.
It's pretty significant bummer.
No, it's not. Because I'll tell you why it's not a bummer. Because here's the thing, Kyle. You write a blog. You write a blog about the 49ers. And when you write a blog about the 49ers, like, never once does it cross your mind, nobody really cares about this because it's the 49ers. But if you're writing about any aspect of yourself, it's like,
dude, you got 50,000 followers.
I wrote a lot about Trent Sherfield, which apparently nobody cares about.
But you ain't mad. You got to do that. Steiny, you got hella followers, as they say in the Bay. People want to know what you're doing, man. I think I'm just being real.
Radio.
People would be, now.
I'm on the radio. All right. Maybe I'll post tonight. Post something.
We didn't ask that. We talked about a book. Oh, yeah, you post what you think. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. Hey, here's the one thing. I want to talk a little more Niners because Cam was down there. And even at the end of today's interview with Cam, he's like, there's only one story down there, it feels like. It's pretty amazing. I mean, what? Like, I'm not putting you on the spot, but like, other than Trey Lance and Jimmy Garoppolo, like, what concerns you? Or like, what else is going on? I mean, Bosa sat out today for maintenance reasons, a maintenance day. But I mean, it almost, this thing is taken over to the point where it doesn't seem like anything else matters.
It always is going to be the number one topic at virtually any camp. You know, first and foremost, it's going to be, oh, you know, we gotta ask about the quarterback. What's the quarterback situation? And so you're not surprised. And when you use two picks to move up and take the quarterback of the future, it's going to be a huge story. And when that quarterback comes out and he balls out to the point where some are saying, oh, you got to start him week one. Well, now it becomes a national story, and that's where we are with this team. You know, if you went around to all 32 camps, in how many of those 32 camps is the quarterback story the lead story? I'd say at least half. I mean, Tom Brady.
New England, for sure.
Yeah. Is it Cam Newton? Tom Brady? Can he do it again? Patrick Mahomes? Is he still the MVP? You know, Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers and Dak Prescott. How's he looking? So maybe more than 16 teams would be the lead story. Maybe every team.
I'll say this to you, Steiny. With the departure, and I mentioned it, and I think it's a big deal. Robert Saleh, no Richard Sherman, who was Iguodala, you know, for off-the-field stuff, getting the team prepped. I'm saying this, and you guys tell me what you think. We talked about Clay and what, you know, his comeback from injury means to the Warriors. I'll give you that to Bosa and what it means to this Niner defense. By all accounts, this Niner defense, I know it's led by Bosa and Warner, and I get it, but I have no idea, are they going to be able to live up to expectations? So to me, it's Bosa. And I'm not going to know, because he looks good when I see him, you know, coming out the stance. But what is it going to look like when guys are falling on you and chip blocking you, things like that? So,
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I can't wait to see how he comes back from his injury. It looks good now, Steiny, but this is like the layup line of football. What's it going to look like, and how is he going to come back? Because if this D is going to be anything, they got to get after the quarterback.
No, you're right. Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. And they lost a little off their pass rush last year without Buckner. There's no doubt about it. Jeff, do we still have Jeff in Marin? Because Hey, Jeff, what's up? Thanks for hanging in there, buddy.
Oh, sure. Thanks for taking my call. So I just wanted to comment on something that I think it was Dibs and Goo talked about earlier, that if Jimmy miraculously takes them to the Super Bowl this year, he's gone next year. I just think that's crazy talk. If he performs that well, you're going to take a Super Bowl champion quarterback and jettison him? I'm a big fan of Trey Lance, but I can't imagine any NFL team would do that, one. Two, the other thing is I think Trey Lance should get the starting job if he looks like Russell Wilson, right? unless he's just, you know, miraculous, which he may be, I think you run with Jimmy until, as you know, I think Dibbs suggests, look, it's likely, unfortunately, that Garoppolo is going to get injured at some point, and then he comes in. And the only last point I wanted to make was this. If you think back in Niner history, you know, Joe Montana, the great Joe Montana, sat on a bench behind Steve DeBerg for a year, and Jimmy Garoppolo is way better than Steve DeBerg. So I kind of like to hear your comments on that.
That's fair. That's fair. I think I kind of agree with you. Has a Super Bowl winning team ever moved off the Super Bowl winning quarterback immediately? I mean, Brady didn't win a Super Bowl before he went to Tampa Bay, right? He lost that Super Bowl before Tampa Bay.
No, he lost in the first round. He threw a pick six to seal it against the Titans.
Thank you. I should have just stopped with he lost before that. Instead of the
Well, you guys are saying Jimmy's playing for his future, his tenure with the Niners, because I'm with you. I would love if they got to the Super Bowl, Dibs. I'll see you later. We're bringing in the rookie. It normally doesn't work that way.
Right, but this is not a normal situation. And you could win the Super Bowl and, you know, Jimmy G not be the reason why. And so he could be the Super Bowl winning quarterback, but he might be 12 of 21 for a buck 72 and one touchdown. So, you know, this is all such a wild hypothetical that to just say, oh, if he wins the Super Bowl, of course they bring him back, or of course they move off him, it's nonsense. But if they would have won the last Super Bowl, you know, it probably wouldn't have been because of Jimmy G, quote unquote.
You're right.
I don't even think they draft Trey if he wins that Super Bowl.
Yeah, you know what? You want to talk about
a
hypothetical.
That's how things work. Man, I honestly believe it.
Well,
like,
but
that would have bought him 3-4 years.
Yeah, I don't actually. Well, you know what? I do disagree with you there, because what would have happened was he won that Super Bowl, then he still gets hurt next year, which means last year. And I do believe one of the reasons that quarterback was a priority isn't just because they're not completely sold on Garoppolo. It's because he gets hurt. Best availabilities is what? Best abilities available.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Best availability is availability.
There's an old saying in the NFL. I think they have it in MLB. They have it in the NFL.
And I missed that on Jeopardy, George W. Bush, and I got mad at Kyle, and it was my fault.
Oh, we got Jeopardy tomorrow, too. Oh, boy. I guess what I wonder is, here's where I say something's got to be happening. I get it. I'm not reading the Jets pages, you know, every day, or the Bears, but I haven't. What have you heard about Zach Wilson, Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, and Mac Jones? There's no way they're being talked about because this one's dominating so much. So, I mean, Trevor Lawrence is going to start. I assume Zach Wilson's going to start. But where are we with Justin Fields? Like, we don't even
– if he's what he's supposed to be, you know, and again, you know, the national circuit, they're talking about he has a chance, or it could be Dalton. But if he's worth his salt, I would think Fields would be talked about, you know, trying to overtake Andy Dalton, you know, like Lance is with Garoppolo. So
I wonder, I mean, but isn't Dalton – aren't Dalton and Garoppolo comparable?
You know what they're getting. Yeah, you know what you're getting.
Okay,
yeah.
Can the Bears win it all with Dalton?
No.
Sure. Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl, and this is not to disrespect the pride of the Central Coast. Yeah, so there are many different ways you can go about winning a Super Bowl. I mean, could the Niners win a Super Bowl with Jimmy Garoppolo? Yeah, if they would have made any one of 7 different plays, they already would have a Super Bowl. You know, if they stopped Tyreek Hill on that third down play when Akella Witherspoon got turned around, or you know, if you go back to all the different plays, and we all want to talk about the deep ball that he missed to Emmanuel Sanders and the throw to Kittle and et cetera, et cetera. So can the Bears win with Andy Dalton? Absolutely. Everything would have to line up for him, but the same can be said about the Niners and Jimmy G this year. Can the Niners win a Super Bowl with Jimmy Garoppolo? Sure. If he's healthy for 17 games and their defense takes a step back to where they were in 2019. Why not?
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
That's a cheap shot. That's all that is a great. Cheap shot.
He That's said
cheap,
it.
It's yeah. a cheap spot, a cheap shot, and it's also mean-spirited. I don't like it. I don't like any of it, to tell you the truth. I really don't. I really don't. It's all going to be very fascinating down in Santa Clara. Guru, let's plan on tomorrow. Dibs, what should we ask of Guru, who will be in the house to watch the debuts of Moody and Kuminga? Like, I don't want to just come in, hey, tomorrow, hey, Guru, what'd you think? Oh, Kuminga, it's got to be more formal than that.
Yeah. What is going on here? I would like to see, you know, can Moody shoot the NBA three ball, and also Kuminga, too, if you can just analyze his shot. So maybe watch him a little bit in warm-ups, watch him in, you know, during the halftime shoot around, just so you can kind of get a feel for what his jumper looks like. How's his J, as we used to say? And with Moody, does he have command of the team when he's on the floor? Those are the things that I'll be looking at.
Yeah, and, you know, guys, you can trust me because I'm not one of those guys, Steinie. Oh, he missed 10 shots. No, I can look at the Jimmy and see it coming out of his hand and the form and the spin on the ball, the rotation, to tell you I don't need to see if it goes in. Moody said this. I'm a shooter, so I'll be able to see his mechanics on that jump shot. And, Dibs, you weren't here, but the guys kind of laughed at me, Nick and Steinie, when I said Kuminga averaged 15 points with Jalen Green on a Team Elite, you know, and I know I'm not selling people on that, but does he have the tool set and capabilities to kind of, you know, get you 8 to 12 points and create? So I want to watch that and see if they use those long bodies to be able to slice and get to the cup and play D and play the passing lanes and use those long octopus arms and deflect ball. That's what I'm looking at. I'll tell you.
I also want, I want you to be able to tell me if Moody's got the skirt skirt or because I'm not expecting Kuminga to have it just yet. But also Kuminga's back to the basket game, because you saw in his G League stint, he has an ability now to post up littler guys and, you know, left shoulder turn and score around the hoop. So also, if you could update us on how his back to the basket game compares to the likes of yours, Guru.
Yeah,
I will.
And along those same lines, here's what I don't think. Going into this game tonight, I don't see Moody or Kuminga as being guys. I just don't.
What?
I think Moody's a shooter first, and I think Kuminga's still raw, so he doesn't really have the that's why I want to see if they've got a little of that. You want me to do
what
it
if
again?
I told you this? I got a friend that works in the – I'm snitching, D'Angelo Russell, for the NBA, and he sent me a personal video, and in preference, don't share this. And he sent it to me, and it was clips of Kuminga. I'm telling you, just basketball decathlon, Dibs, this dude can jump. He can block shots. I'm sitting there like, he's an athlete for real. Now, can you go out there and do it in live game action in your rookie season? But Steinie, he's got some gifts, some athletic gifts.
Sounds like you're as high on Kuminga as Joe Shasky is on Trey Lance.
No.
Good for you, Goo.
No, I want somebody to love me like Joe loved that practice that he seen from old Trey.
Oh, let me tell you
something.
I'm just
saying the highlight.
Kuminga goes 20-20 tonight. You're going to come in here as Shasky squared.
Oh, that's too funny.
I think it's possible.
Shasky was juiced.
All right, you know what time it is, Spadone. Hit those, ones and twos. Is that what you do? All right.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope. Yep.
What? No, it's notebook. You forget where that button is?
No, it's time for this or that.
This
you
or
teased
that.
It. You said the vainglorious return of this
or
that. Stein Metz, you're doing a heck of a great job.
Notebook is gone.
Yeah, we put a bolt in the notebook.
When?
Yeah, we put a cap in it.
Tossing the incinerator when you're gone.
Yeah.
Must have been the same meeting where now Guru's doing morning roast crossover. So
no, that was not the notebook thing had nothing to do with the morning roast.
Thank you. Yeah, right. Yeah, come on, Diz.
Well, this is very concerning, and this has really been sprung on me at a wrong time.
And he's really perplexed.
I am perplexed,
Coach.
There were decisions made.
It was a lot of Dibs, you got anything?
Yeah.
Oh, what about you? If there's stories you want to hit,
some refinement.
We tried. If there's stories you want to get to, we can get to them. And if you know, we eventually work our way back into it. That's okay. Gone, not forgotten.
Apologies, not accepted. That is a few issues. One, it was all done behind my back. That's fine.
Right.
Actually, it's not fine.
Right.
But I mean, the other thing is, we as a show, we have about 7 ideas a day, none of which we follow through on. But apparently this one, of all the ones, we followed through on.
I wasn't a part of it, Stoddy. I wasn't a part of it.
I took the opportunity to take a pillow and put it over the face of a failing bit.
I can't laugh at that. That is hilarious.
I'll tell you what.
Murder was the case that they gave me. Snoop Dogg.
I tell you what, when I get a call, and I've got feelers out, when I got a call from the CEO of Rodia Notebooks, and they want to do a sponsorship, you tell them, oh, no, we don't do that anymore. We don't want your money.
Come on.
Okay. All right, this or that, guys. Head to the 95.7 The Game page on Twitter and vote in our daily this or that poll. Today we're talking point guards. All right, this or that, Magic Johnson or Steph Curry? Magic or Steph? I'll start.
Boy, that's a great question.
That's Magic. It's got to be Magic. More titles,
I'm not gonna be
better
here.
Passer. I'm gonna say Magic.
It's Magic. Steph. I mean, to me, Steph's not even a point guard. So that's where this or that.
Well,
you
careful.
Know,
Spadoni did it today.
What?
He did the this or that.
Oh, this
Spadoni.
Is idea. Yep. The subject matter, Dibs.
Yeah.
Is that supposed to color the way I answer? If it's flawed and fraudulent, I'm going to speak my mind. Because in my mind, Steph Curry is not the point guard. Steph Curry is Steph Curry. You can't put a label on what he does. Draymond Green is the point guard of this team. He's the one who brings the ball up the floor, and he initiates the offense for the most part. Steph is an unbelievable weapon on the basketball court. But the correct answer is Magic Johnson to me. I think he's the greatest point guard of all time. He was the true instigator of that offense.
But technically you are correct, Dan Dibley, but at the end of the day, PG is what position Steph Curry plays, and Magic was blessed to be in a great situation with Hall of Famers everywhere you look. Steph Curry made the Golden State Warriors, and outside of Magic's awesome ability to pass and showtime, Steiny, I respect it. But you talk about refinement of skills. Steph Curry has revolutionized this thing we call basketball. And Magic, I love you.
Really?
You didn't do that.
Oh,
you had a flare.
Oh,
but
my
Magic
goodness.
Couldn't even shoot a jumper to the end of his career. Come on. Let's not rob what's the fundamentals that Steph Curry has is greater than what Magic Johnson has brought to the game. And Magic meant everything.
Oh,
he brought the NBA from 11:30 at night. I get all that. I'm talking about skill-wise. This is not even close.
You're right, it isn't close, because there's never been a player who'd come along before Magic Johnson who's 6'9" and runs the fast break, quite frankly, much better than Steph Curry can run a fast break. Also, there's other things called rebounding and defense, and Magic's 6'9". I can't believe you said, like, Magic didn't change the game. Of course he did.
You're size-shaming Curry. Because he's not 6'9".
Well, yep, that's a disadvantage. It's absolutely a disadvantage if you're smaller. Don't you think?
But when a guy revolutionized the game, that's greater than what you're talking about.
Well,
God,
no, Magic,
size.
Well,
Magic not, revolutionized Magic, the game thanks. As much. Being a player of his size, able to do the things
that
he
that,
did.
But
And I, you know, he did it in a different way, and that's why. And Guru, I disagree with your notion of.
I love Magic, though, man. I just.
I mean, Steph Curry's not listed as a point guard. When they introduce him, he's starting at guard, and the whole idea of Steph as a point guard misses me. Magic Johnson, yeah, he was the point guard. He had the ball in his hands all the time. He ran the offense, so. You know, I know it's semantics, but yeah. Steph Curry's revolutionizing of the game isn't in his point guardery. It's in his shooting guard. You know, he revolutionized like, the game as a shooting guard.
But it's everything. The fact that he could get away playing the one, even though we know traditionally he's not a one.
Goo.
Oh, yes, Donnie.
Magic Johnson.
I love him.
Was mostly responsible for turning the NBA from an individual one-on-one league to a 95.7
The Game breaking news.
Team game.
Brought to you by BetQL. Become a better sports bettor. Get smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
Some breaking Warriors news from ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski. The Golden State Warriors have traded Eric Paschal to the Utah Jazz for a protected future second round pick. Eric Paschal is gone.
We just talked about him.
Gone.
That just shows you right there.
Wow.
They you know what? Admit it, Drew. Were you waiting to hear Joe Ingles? Oh my God.
I was waiting to hear they signed Iggy Diaz, but wow, Paschal no longer a Warrior.
And, second round, a protected second round pick. So that's
basically
that means if it's 33, forget about it.
Right.
Forget about it.
I mean, all the best to Eric Paschal. And hopefully, you know, he can get a fresh start and he can get back to playing like he did as a rookie. But this is kind of like a housekeeping move, you know. And Stein, you mentioned it earlier, 14 guys on the roster now. There's a spot here.
Yeah, exactly. So,
Iggy!
You know what? Also, it's a side effect, but they saved some money here. I want to say Paschal is set to make 1.6, which in real dollars probably translates to $5 million. You know what? Lop that off. Something happened with Paschal. Man. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's his work ethic or whether the
league figured
him out.
You said he got a little big. Little Jenny Craig, you said.
Yeah, I thought he did. He's got to figure out his position. I didn't say that about him. How much time we got here? Spinoff. 1 minute. Okay, we got 1 minute. Yeah, Eric Paschal to the Utah Jazz for a conditional second round pick. You heard it here on 95.7 The Game. All right, coming up next, Damon, Ratto, and Kolsky. They're going to bring it to you till 6 o'clock. How different, ladies and gentlemen, how different would the Golden State Warriors look if Steph was a GM the way LeBron is a GM? That's interesting because...
Boy, that's a great question.
LeBron does his work out in front. Does Curry do his behind the scenes, or doesn't he do it at all? It's a good question. I'm looking forward to hearing about that. Nick Friedell, 315 with the boys, DRK. And then Ian Williams, former 49.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.